I thank God for all who have led us in worship. Today we begin a new sermon series called Footprints, during which we will discuss several different themes related to Christian faith and how we can walk in the ways of God. To begin, this morning we are publicly launching a capital campaign called Footprints, the steps behind us, the path before us. And I want to offer a vision for this exciting new campaign with a sermon entitled Clearing the Path Before Us, based on Psalm 17, verses 1 through 5, which reads in the NRSV, "Hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From you let my vindication come, let your eyes see the right. If you try my heart, if you visit me by night, if you test me, you will find no wickedness in me. My mouth does not transgress. As for what others do, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." Let us pray. O Lord God, in this preaching moment, I simply ask that you would help me to speak your word, help them to hear your word, and Lord, help us all to do your word. I pray in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. I remember visiting the beach with my daughters when they were very young. One thing they enjoyed was stepping on the footprints that I left in the sand. As we walked along the beach, they would get right behind me and follow me very closely. With their little feet, they would step into the larger footprints that I was making. They would giggle and stretch their legs from one of my footprints all the way to the next one. They would stare at their tiny foot enmeshed within the outline of my much larger imprint. They were literally following in my footsteps, walking the way I had marked before them. Similarly, the children of our church who populate our wonderful children's ministry building are following our footsteps. They are treading the spiritual path we mark before them. They're following the footprints of our faith. With their little feet, they are right behind us in the gospel way. Perhaps they could even say with the psalmist, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." They might not realize all of this right now, but they will realize it someday. I didn't know the footprints I was walking in. In the church in which I grew up, I just went to worship services and Sunday school and youth activities, learning the faith all the while. Looking back at my own trail of footprints that have led to this very point in my life, I am very grateful for the congregation of my childhood. Although it represents a different denomination, in a different place, at a different time, they showed me the way of Christ that I could begin to follow even at a young age. In fact, I keep a framed photo of my home church on a shelf in my office. It's a picture of the sanctuary that was given to me by the congregation on the occasion of my high school graduation. And whenever I'm walking into the office or walking through the office and it catches my eye, it reminds me of the congregation that first taught me how to say, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." At a church I used to serve, one of the senior adult Sunday school classes undertook a beautiful project. They invited all 40 or 50 members of the class to bring in a framed photo of their home church, the church they grew up in. And when they brought them all in, One of the members of the class arranged them on the walls of the classroom in a lovely display. They invited me to come up and see it one Sunday, so I walked up the steps to the classroom and I stepped inside, and it was beautiful and very meaningful to look at. There were pictures of churches representing different states and different denominations. There were photos of country churches and downtown churches. Participants in that Sunday school class had come from many different houses of worship before their paths crossed in the same church and the same Sunday school class. There's something special about your home church. And for the children in our congregation, this will be theirs. Some may grow up and spend their whole life in our church. I hope many do. Others may go off to worship and serve at churches throughout the Commonwealth, across the country, or even around the world. But this will always be their home church. While church is vital for adults, it's foundational for children. While church is critical for adults, it's formational for children. They are walking in the way our footprints lead them. Every Sunday, our church commons out here is like a sandy beach where our children walk to and from our magnificent children's ministry building for worship, stepping in the footprints of adults all along the way. The words of the psalmist echo, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." Of course, the adults of our congregation are also following the footprints of believers who preceded us. During the pandemic, some of you will remember, we celebrated our church's 200th anniversary with gratitude for our illustrious past and hope for our promising future. Imagine the untold footprints of thousands of believers that have marked the steps behind us to this point in our church's history. As we move into our third century of ministry, the Footprints campaign can propel us forward by clearing the path before us. We stand not at a crossroads in our church's history, but at a frontier. The question is not which direction we will go, but rather how far we will be able to go along the gospel way in coming years. Last summer, my wife Dana and I took our daughters, who are much older now, to a new beach, a different beach, a beach to which we had never been before, and we hiked through the woods of a glorious state park in order to access a certain stretch of shoreline. This time, we made footprints on a hiking trail before we made footprints on a sandy beach. At certain junctures, we had to navigate sections of the path that had not been cleared very well. To have branches and bushes and entire trees in the way made progress quite difficult at times. To have to slow down and climb over something, or pause and duck under something, or pivot and go around something, served to stifle our momentum. Yet the sections of the path that were thoroughly cleared facilitated maximum progress. We ultimately reached our destination, but others turned back, finding the path too cumbersome. I envisioned the Footprints campaign as an opportunity to clear the way forward for Second Baptist Church, to remove the brush and debris and obstacles from the path before us so that we can continue to mark a trail of footprints for next generations to follow. The trail that has been marked to this point needs to be cleared a bit farther to pave the way for others to come, to pay off the debt on our phenomenal children's ministry building would clear the path before us. to fund vital maintenance projects all around our church facilities would clear the path before us. To bolster our reserve for maintenance would clear the path before us. All of this would facilitate maximum progress for our church for years to come. In short, the campaign can pave the way for a powerful future. It can clear the trail for a new set of footprints along the gospel way so that more and more and more people can say in the decades ahead, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." Although church affiliation continues to decline across the country, our seven buildings here at Second Baptist are constantly abuzz with all manner of edifying activity. On average weekends, we hold five worship services in four languages with approximately 700 people attending in person and hundreds more joining us online. We have a growing Sunday school, a strong youth group, a thriving children's ministry, a vibrant midweek program on Wednesday evenings, a robust ESL ministry, a wonderful food distribution ministry, a terrific clothing ministry, and a creative learning center providing high-quality Christian preschool education Monday through Friday. We have a flourishing and multifaceted music ministry, a dynamic children's basketball league, a developing outreach to persons in recovery, and we conduct vast and various missions locally, regionally, and internationally. There are too many ministries and missions to mention. We welcome newcomers to our campus weekly, whether for Bible studies or pickleball, whether for a jazz Christmas or for 10K training, whether for worship services or for Rise Against Hunger events, like the one we had a few weeks ago when 270 people came to our gym and packed 50,000 meals for people overseas. Our challenge right now is not to populate our facilities, but rather to maintain them, because so many people use them so very frequently for so many good and godly purposes. Therefore, as we continue to support our $2.5 million annual operating budget, we are seeking an additional $4.5 million for the Footprints campaign over the next 3 years. Since we must continue our regular giving to the annual operating budget that keeps our church going and growing, it's vital that our gifts to the Footprints campaign be offered above and beyond, in addition to our regular giving. As we prepared for the campaign, we saw that the debt on our children's ministry building was approximately $3 million. We saw a number of much-needed maintenance projects estimated to cost a total of about $1 million. And we saw a need to put at least $500,000 into our reserve for maintenance for future needs. When we added $3 million for the debt, plus $1 million for the maintenance projects, plus $500,000 for our reserve for maintenance, our goal of $4.5 million became quite clear. With God's help, this campaign can leave footprints for generations to come. This campaign can clear the path before us for our third century of ministry. This campaign can cultivate spiritual growth through the practice of generous giving. This campaign can reinforce the bonds of our fellowship as we pursue a common goal together. And this campaign can help us all to say, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." My wife, Dana, and I are excited to support the Footprints campaign with gifts above and beyond the tithes and offerings that we regularly give. We originally had one amount in mind for the campaign, but through prayer, consideration, and conversation, we gradually gravitated toward a higher amount, which is what we have pledged. Much like our children used to stretch their legs from one of my footprints to the next, Dana and I are stretching to give more boldly to the Footprints campaign. Our pledge is actually the largest gift we have ever committed to any single cause. We have no doubt about the value of the investment because we love this church. We have confidence in this church, and we see the marvelous things God is doing in and through this church. We understand how valuable it is to clear the path before us. We also understand that paying off the debt on the children's ministry building would free up the annual payout from our church endowment fund to be used for something besides loan payments. This would be a game changer for our church because it would free up approximately $200,000 per year moving forward. Let me say that again. If we pay off the debt on our children's ministry building, it would free up approximately $200,000 a year moving forward. Just imagine how these resources could be repurposed for kingdom advances to support fresh ministry initiatives or the renovation of certain spaces or technological upgrades for online outreach or life-changing work within the wider community or other endeavors God might lead us to undertake. Many in our church already understand the profound significance of this campaign, and some have already made early pledges to support it. In fact, as of today, I am thrilled and thankful to announce that we have already received over $2.4 million in commitments to the Footprints campaign. You heard that right. Yes, yes, amen, amen. Since the total goal is $4.5 million, and we've already received over $2.4 million in commitments, we are over halfway to our goal as we launch. Yet even with this excellent start, $4.5 million remains a lofty number, and we still have a way to go. We'll need a wide level of participation, a deep level of faith, and a high level of generosity in order to reach our aspirational goal. As the senior pastor of Second Baptist Church, I sincerely encourage each person involved in our church and each person that worships with us online to prayerfully consider making a substantial financial commitment to this campaign in proportion to what you have. Our church is walking the gospel path and leaving footprints of love and joy and peace, and many are joining our faithful procession. Giving generously to this campaign will clear the path before us so that we can move forward unhindered and unencumbered, so that we can walk freely and faithfully, and so that others can find their footing along the gospel way and say, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." The Psalms of the Old Testament constantly encourage us to walk in godly paths rather than ungodly paths. Psalm 16 says, "You show me the path of life." Psalm 23 says, "He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Psalm 25 says, "Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths." Psalm 27 says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path." Psalm 119 says, "Lead me in the path of your commandments." Of course, the main question about any path is, where does it lead? Before we start walking on any path, we do very well to ask, to what destination is this path heading? Several years ago, I decided to try a new path in Tennessee one afternoon, and I arrived at the trailhead and looked around and figured the path would lead to an area that I was familiar with. So I walked and walked and walked, and I went farther and farther and farther. I kept thinking the path would come around to an area that I was familiar with, But as I was becoming wearier and wearier and wearier, the path basically ran out. It just ended. It was like the path wasn't finished. So I turned around and went back the same way I had come, barely returning to my car before sunset, and I was absolutely exhausted. That path had led nowhere, which is sadly where many paths end up leading, but not the path of God. Psalm 139 says, "Lead me in the way everlasting." Or as other translations put it, "Lead me along the path of everlasting life." The path of God does not just end, it leads to a glorious destination. Christ blazed the trail of love for all people, died on the cross for our sins, arose from the grave on the third day, and ascended into heaven, thereby clearing the path to the life everlasting. "In my Father's house are many dwelling places," he said. "I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, there you may be also." The path we tread leads to eternal life in the ultimate kingdom of God. The footprints of faith we make show others the way to abundant life on earth and eternal life in the kingdom of heaven. To give to the Footprints campaign, therefore, is to make an everlasting investment. To give to the Footprints campaign is to offer a gift with eternal significance. To give to the Footprints campaign will help untold persons for generations to come find the path to everlasting life, so that one day in glory, maybe we can all say with thanksgiving together, "My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped." Amen.